Lesson 18. An American Classic. When Lorraine Hansberry's play, A Raisin in the Sun, opened in New York on March 11, 1959, it was a momentous day in the history of the American theater. It was the first play written by an African-American woman to appear on Broadway, and it opened up the American theater to African-Americans as nothing had before. Not only that, A Raisin in the Sun broadened people's perceptions of the African-American experience in society as a whole. Even though the reviews were overwhelmingly favorable, not even its staunchest supporters could have predicted the impact the play would have on the American theater. It went on to win the coveted New York Drama Critics Circle Award for Best Play of the Year, against formidable opposition that included works by two of America's greatest playwrights, Tennessee Williams and Eugene O'Neill. A Raisin in the Sun is about African Americans confronting oppression in their daily lives. It was a theme that Hansberry was painfully familiar with in her own life. In 1938, her parents bought a house in an all-white neighborhood. The bigotry of their new neighbors resulted in a legal battle over property rights. When a lower court ordered the Hansberries to move out, they fought the case all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. They won, but the family suffered terribly in the process. Prejudice quickly escalated to violence. When Lorraine was 8 years old, she was almost killed by a concrete slab thrown by an angry neighbor. It narrowly missed her head. Hansberry's play tells the story of Lena Younger, who has received $10,000 from her recently deceased husband's life insurance. Her dream is to move her family of five out of their cramped and run-down apartment in Chicago's South Side ghetto. She wants to use the money to buy a home in a white neighborhood, but doing so is not so simple. Mrs. Younger is pressured by her son Walter to give him the money to improve his own financial state by investing in a liquor store. At the same time, her daughter Benita needs money to pursue her dream of attending medical school. After much thought, Mrs. Younger decides to try to keep the family together by making a down payment on a house with about one-third of the money. She gives the remaining sum to Walter under the condition that he set aside $3,000 for his sister's tuition. The rest he may use as he wishes. Before the family moves in, a prospective white neighbor contacts Mrs. Younger. He explains that he is speaking for the entire neighborhood and offers to buy back the house at a handsome profit for Mrs. Younger. Recognizing the offer as one motivated by blatant racism, she spurns it. To make matters more complicated, the family soon learns that Walter's business partner has cheated him out of the remaining money, including the amount that was supposed to go toward Benita's education. The play ends with Mrs. Younger holding firm against all pressures and finding the courage to face new ones. The family will move into the all-white neighborhood with all its problems, dangers, and opportunities. A Raisin in the Sun ran for 533 performances on Broadway, and touring companies took it all over America, offering opportunities for black actors on a scale never known before. African Americans turned out in huge numbers to see a major American play that addressed the plight of minorities attempting to improve their lives. In 1984, 25 years after its Broadway premiere, the play was performed at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., and was shown on public television. By then, it had won unanimous acclaim as an American classic.